Hello everyone, I'm George Bylan. Thank you for coming to my channel. I'm talking about the killers of PC, Andrew Harper. You're not from the United Kingdom, you may not know PC is police constable. So in the United States, they call him officer, for example. In Southern Ireland, we'd say guard. Okay, so Andrew Harper was a 28-year-old policeman with Thames Valley Police. And how many years ago? 7 years ago now? He was at Solhamstead, this village in Berkshire, when he was informed of an alleged theft. A quad bike had been stolen. So he and his police partner, they went to attend, as they say, and they were soon chasing people who'd stolen the quad bike. Come to stop, they didn't. They sped up. Well, there's very good reason to think these are the suspects. So there was a tow rope attached to the rear seat of a Toledo, this vehicle driven by Henry Long, one of the thieves. And then Andrew Harper somehow got caught up in that and then dragged behind the vehicle for a long way. I mean, hundreds of meters more. And Henry Long knew this, could have stopped the vehicle, could have cut it free, something like that, but didn't, continued. And that was murder. All right. Because maybe he didn't intend to get him caught up and to drag him along the road. But at some point he realized he was. And by continuing that action, that turned it into murder. So Henry Long duly found guilty and awarded a life sentence with a minimum term of 16 years. So he cannot be considered for parole before the elapse of 16 years. Some of us, I mean, I say that's too mild. I would be kind of quite lenient on some things, small scale theft and stuff like that. But where I would come down really hard on people is premeditated violence. And you might say that's not premeditated, but it did end up killing somebody. He could have saved this guy. He could have at least reduced the chance that Andrew Harper would be killed, and he didn't. He increased it, and, you know, therefore, rightly as murder. Because remember, there used to be the death penalty, right? Till 1964, in England and Wales, people were hanged, and then it was suspended in 65 for a period till 70, then it was abolished. 1998, the Human Rights Act was passed, said it can't be brought back if there's a crisis so grave it threatens the life of the nation. So, but to justify doing away with capital punishment, and I'm not in favor of capital punishment, you've got to have real sentences. Life that means life and almost never means life. They're almost never kept into the day they die. Even unrepentant, sadistic serial killers usually give a benevolent parole if it's estimated they've got under 3 months left to live. Or the Krays, they got out about a month before they each died. Should they even have got that? They showed no compassion. When does Andrew Harper get his release? What's his day for getting out of the grave? It's never. His family and friends, they're never released from that grief. So, but this is not about him because he's got some more years to serve before he can even consider. It's not guaranteed to be let after 16 years. It's actually unlikely, more like 20, more like 25, he might get out. But his accomplices, Albert Boas and Jesse Cole, they were both found guilty of manslaughter because of their lesser degree of involvement, and they were sentenced to 13 years. But remember, criminals are often released after 50% of their sentence, provided their conduct in prison was sound. Even 40% of their sentence under this. All right. So Boas and Cole could be released next year, 2027. And the government is thinking ways to prevent this. So there's a big hoo-ha about this. Say we've got to stop that. And I agree that they shouldn't be let out so early because they're back on the streets, danger to the public of murder, manslaughter, even just theft, less than that. Because, you know, I wish we had still common purpose. If you commit a crime with others, and as a result of that, someone is killed, then you're all guilty of murder, even if you didn't carry the gun. The let him have it principle, the Derek Bentley, you know, famous thing was about 1952. He was a 19-year-old robber with a 16-year-old accomplice. They committed a robbery, and Bentley was under arrest, and he had a knife with him and a knuckle duster. And several minutes later, he's allegedly shouted, "Let him have it," to Chris, to his accomplice. And his accomplice Chris then shot a policeman dead. But in gangster parlance, "let him have it" was shoot him, or could mean "let him have it" as in surrender, hand over your weapon. But it's disputed whether that was even said, so that's just not clear evidence. Nevertheless, Bentley had conspired to commit a crime, and consequent on that crime, murder was committed. Therefore, he was just as guilty as the one who pulled the trigger. The other, being 16, being a minor, couldn't be sent to the gallows, so Bentley was executed. There's a film about it. And goodness, as I say, I don't support capital punishment, but I think, yeah, sometimes the UK is too lenient on these things. And these men were convicted of manslaughter, not murder, but it's, you know, should be harsher, including those who kill people through dangerous driving. And the sentences are too lenient. You think anyone with any decency might actually want to go to jail, would never release himself, herself from that grief, from that sense of guilt. What was it? Remorse. Yeah. Self-recrimination. But you can't assume everyone's got this moral decency. That's kind of what Edmund Burke had said. You need to frame laws, remembering not everyone is wise, intelligent, reasonable, fair, decent, compassionate. You have to remember the evil, unwise, idiotic, insane, wicked people exist. So, yeah, I mean, I'm opposed to it. Obviously, for the Prime Minister to become politically imperative, this is a deeply unpopular decision to let criminals out of jail early. And then these ones, it's been bad for police morale. The probation service don't like it. It's more of a workload than they can cope with. I realize there's no alternative to letting some people out of jail. So I'm sure Starmer, just for PR reasons, is going to do it because it's become a cause célèbre. Because, I mean, you could say they're folk devils, but they really are bad people. And they both had extensive criminal records before they're sent to prison for this crime. Yeah, so they contributed even indirectly to the death of a completely innocent person, this policeman who was trying to prevent theft. And the police federation won't like it. And okay, they're forbidden to go on strike. They're allowed to demonstrate. And, you know, so far the police have been very, very left wing. Not they're really going to go right wing, but they'll be less supportive of Labour. If Italy went, who was that Euro fanatic, bigoted, maniac, anti-democratic prat, Stephen Bray, making noises to drown out conservative speeches, and the police let him do it. But when it came to Burnham's first speech, they stopped it, they shut it down, they took away people's amplification equipment so they couldn't do it. So the police, the two-tier policing is a fact. There's no two ways about it. They definitely take the left-wing side on politics. Right, so goodness, what are we going to say? I think they'll stop this because they realize it'd be a communications catastrophe if he's allowed out early. So I'm not sure whether the Home Secretary has the final say in this act, which reduces most sentences to 40%. Even that's quite minor, quite mild. And so unless there's very bad behavior in prison, there are some exceptions. Those convicted of violent or sexual offenses is going to be longer. So goodness, why are sexual offenses treated so much worse? It's questionable. Now, they're horrific sentence crimes like rape, something like that. They're things which are lesser, like touching someone against her will or his will, which is bad, is a crime. I'm not disputing that. But there's a scale, and there's distinction deniers. You said people have done the tiniest thing or even harassment. That's on a continuum with rape and so on. People say, well, if you feel just so violated by this, then it's just as bad as that. Well, it's not. We need to get a sense of proportion and not overreacting to this, not making a mountain out of a molehill. Okay, not treating people as even worse than they are. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, George Cannon, 7 on gmail.com. Goodbye.